This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite China's firm denials, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled a high-stakes Beijing trip aimed at easing U.S.-China tensions after a huge, high-altitude Chinese balloon sailed across the U.S. Friday.
What this has done is created the conditions that undermine the purpose of the trip, including ongoing efforts to build a floor under the relationship and to address a broad range of issues that are of concern to the American people, I believe to the Chinese people, and certainly as well to people around the world.
The balloon was spotted earlier over the state of Montana, which is home to one of America's three nuclear missile silo fields. Indonesia plans to intensify talks with China and other Southeast Asian countries to finalize a code of conduct for the disputed South China Sea amid escalating tensions in the strategic waterway. The foreign minister, Retno Marsudi, was speaking in Jakarta at the close of a meeting between foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the 10-member regional bloc chaired by Indonesia this year.
I'm also pleased that all member states support Indonesia's intention to convene several flagship events under the ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum as implementation of ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific.
Negotiations on the COC, a proposed framework to help tackle territorial and maritime disputes in the waterway, have stalled for years as some members' states prioritized bilateral ties with China over regional consensus. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says industrialized countries in the group of seven are imposing a price cap on refined Russian oil products such as diesel and kerosene as part of a coalition that includes Australia and a tentative agreement from the European Union. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says a strong jobs report shows that his economic plan is working.
Next week, I'll be reporting on the State of the Union. But today, I'm happy to report that the State of the Union and the state of our economy is strong.
Their job gain was so large that it left economists scratching their heads and wondering why the Fed's aggressive interest rate hikes have not slowed hiring at a time when many foresee a recession nearing. After signing a ceremony in a ceremony where United States and South Korea renewed and mended a science and technology agreement, the South Korean minister Park Jin said China plays a role in North Korea's behavior.
Countering North Korea's illicit cyber activities must be a priority. We agreed that China has the distinct capability and the responsibility to influence Pyongyang's behavior.
A statement by Pyongyang's foreign ministry came in response to comments by U.S. Secretary Lloyd Austin, who said Tuesday in Seoul that the United States would increase its deployment of advanced military assets to the Korean Peninsula, including fighter jets and aircraft carriers, as it strengthens joint training and operational planning with South Korea. The Memphis Police Department said on Friday that it fired a sixth officer involved in the death of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old black man who was beaten by officers in the city of Tennessee last month.
The department said the officer had violated department policies on personal conduct, truthfulness, and compliance with regulations regarding the use of a taser. The Memphis Police Department previously fired five officers following the January 7th beating. Prosecutors charged those five with second-degree murder and kidnapping, among other charges. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days after the encounter with police. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And that beating and death occurred in the state of Tennessee. Only a few weeks after his supporters stormed the seat of his country's government, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Friday expressed bafflement in how he could have lost October's election, then smiled silently as crowds of supporters cried fraud. He did not directly address the January 8th assault on the buildings housing Brazil's Congress and Supreme Court during his appearance in Miami before a conservative group tied to former U.S. President Donald Trump. Italy's Coast Guard says the bodies of eight migrants have been recovered during an operation overnight that also rescued 42 survivors in the central Mediterranean off the island of Lampedusa. Coast Guard said Friday the survivors reported that another two people died during that crossing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.